nothing and everything. My name is Ezra Hill. My co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. We hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans. So Casey, you were telling me in the last episode that you're getting a new dog. And then my daughter texts me and says, she sends me a picture of this dog and she's like, "Dad, I want to get this dog." And so I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea because she's away at college. She's lives in an apartment with her roommates. And I'm like, I just don't think that's a good idea.
So does she want the dog to stay with her?
Yes. And I was like, I don't think that's a good idea right now. And of course she's like, "Why? You don't understand." And so I'm like, well, so I responded with some reasoning and answers. Okay. So I sent her the following reasons as to why she should not get a dog. One, dogs cost money. And you're broke right now. And then I put in parentheses, shots, dog food, etc. Two, you don't know the history of the dog. Three, I don't think it's really fair to your other roommates. He could become a nuisance to your roommates. Four, having people over to the apartment could cause him anxiety and he could bite someone. Mm-hmm. He could chew things up in the apartment and pee on the carpet, causing you to lose your deposit.
You were really laying this
on
out.
On the apartment, you have... And, you know, you might even have to pay to replace the carpet. Who knows? And then lastly, I said, you don't even have a yard.
She doesn't have a yard. That's right.
So, of course, she responds. You know, she's got an answer. She's like, "Dad, he's only $50. He has all his shots and everything. He has one free vet visit." And she's getting him from the... like the local
Humane Society clinic
or somewhere down where she goes to school, like animal shelter. Mm-hmm. Type thing. So it's only $50. And then she's like, "His history is listed on his adoption page. Duh." And he's extremely friendly. He's good with other dogs and cats and kids. And I'm like, how would you even know that? I sat down and discussed. This is the one where I was like, "Yeah, I don't think it's fair to your roommates." And then she says, "I sat down and discussed with them, and they do not mind. They have a cat that is a nuisance and poops everywhere and tears up our plants and our couch and stuff. And it wakes everyone up at 4 a.m. So I'm like, okay. So why bring in another animal into that mix? I don't know why you'd want to do that. And then on his description, it says he has never met someone who he doesn't like. And he is friendly to everyone. And then, let's see. He's already house trained. He's 3 years old.
Okay.
AKA no longer a puppy. And doesn't chew on things or poop in the house. Plus, we only have carpet in the bedrooms. And he would only be allowed in my room. Dad, duh. And then I may not have a yard, but I would take him on walks every day and runs with me. It would ultimately keep me active and motivated." So apparently she needs a dog to get herself motivated. And then she said, finally, like, this is a bonus. She's like, "Additionally, he would act as a guard dog from intruders. Instead of a gun, I can have a dog to protect me from my enemies." I'm like, okay, if you're a sophomore in college and you have enemies, then we need to have a little chat.
Oh, is she only a sophomore?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she was like older.
No. So that was her response. And of course, what does she do? Goes and gets the dog.
Oh, she got the dog.
Yes. And I mean,
how long ago?
Just like a few days ago.
And how's it going?
I think fine.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a mix. It looks a little bit like a pit bull mix, except very kind of thinner and smaller, than, you know how pit bulls are really stocky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one's not stocky.
Okay. It's probably a mix. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a mix of something. Mm-hmm. Like probably a little bit of pit bull or something.
Okay.
So that's what's going on. She now has, I guess now.
And you're blaming this on me.
I don't know where this idea came. I guess I'm a grandpa now.
You're a grandpa. What are you going to be called, grandpa? Poppy.
What should they call me?
Dogs don't talk, Ezra.
Pop.
Oh, I guess she can write. Yeah, no, she does need to have a name for you. So that way she can say, hey, come on, we're going to go see Poppy. Yeah, the dog's not going to call you that, but she needs to.
It's a cute dog, though. So, good. I mean, as long as she, you know, takes care of it, and that, I mean, obviously, and doesn't neglect it. Because I take a little bit of issue with people who have dogs who live in apartments and things like that. Now, as long as they're getting their dogs exercise and things like that, totally mm-hmm. fine with it. But animals need a lot of exercise.
Yeah.
And when you don't have a yard and that, it can be difficult, especially if you're busy.
Yeah. And I think that that is the challenging part when it takes a very special person in that relationship with the dog to give it everything it needs when you don't have access immediately to a yard. You know, where I live, you know, I live on a golf course. I can open, you know, the door anytime to my dogs and they can get out and run around the house. But when you do have an apartment and you don't just have that accessibility to do that, you have to be so intentional to make sure you are being responsible enough to get out and walk them. And that's a daily thing.
Yeah. And multi-daily.
Well, maybe that'll be her new job. Like she'll become a dog walker.
Well, if she, I would be down with that if she's making some money.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she'll end up liking it. Because
here's what's going to happen before too long. Dad, I'm out of dog food. I need to get some dog food and probably some chew toys. I mean, come on.
She'll ask for a Venmo.
I'm glad it's spring and almost summer because I really want her butt to get home and get a job for the summer.
Well, she might be ready. Like when she gets home and she's, you know, maybe this will lead her to a path of, you know, being in the dog business.
Maybe. I think it will hopefully teach her some responsibility.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was a little surprise.
Okay.
And today we're talking about surprises, right?
Yeah. We're going to, you and I kind of like drummed up a list that we can, you know, we always kind of struggle, you know, when our partner's birthday rolls around, right? And you're trying to think of how to be creative or different things that you can do. And I know me personally, like when that time rolls around, it's like, I like freeze and I'm like, oh my gosh, what should I do? And I did this last year. What should I do this year? And you want to be creative. And so we kind of compiled a list of ideas for our listeners, what they can do for their partner on their birthday.
Oh, okay. Good. Because I suck at that.
Yeah.
That's always something, man. I don't know why. I'm just not good at gifts. And I think part of it has to do with my anxiety because I overthink it and I don't like to make attention. I don't like to make a big deal about things or draw attention, unwanted attention. And so I really struggle in this area.
Yeah. Well, so did you bring your notebook again?
Yeah,
to take notes.
I'm going to be taking notes.
Okay. The very first thing, you know, our first idea that you could do is it starts in your home, in your kitchen, you know, make their favorite breakfast, bring it to them in bed.
The classic breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
Now, are you talking about it's got to be like scrambled eggs and sausage or can it be like Pop-Tarts?
No, it can't be Pop-Tarts. That's so lazy.
I would be happy with Pop-Tarts.
Well, I mean, okay, hold on. If their favorite thing is Pop-Tarts.
If they're strawberry with icing, I'll be yours forever.
With icing, like you mean add icing to it?
No, the Pop-Tarts come with icing on them.
Okay, do you like them toasted?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so that's a form of cooking.
But there's a technique
in my book.
To it. Yeah. You got to put the Pop-Tart in the toaster. And then when it pops out, you got to let it sit for a little bit.
Oh, do you put butter on it too? No. Oh, that's so good.
I haven't tried that before.
Dude, you need to get the brown sugar. I haven't had a
Pop-Tart in forever, like years. I love brown sugar. Strawberry are my favorite.
Okay. I got to tell you, brown sugar, toasted, butter, and peanut butter. Mm. Or brown sugar with just butter, toasted. So good.
I will have to try that.
You're going to have to. No, don't, because it's naughty.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Another thing you can do, which is in your own house, DIY spa day. Create a spa-like atmosphere at home with candles, relaxing music, and pampering treatments.
When you say relaxing music, are you talking about Kenny G?
Yeah. Turn on the Kenny G, baby.
pampering treatments.
Candles. So like you can create, Kenny like G. If you don't want to spend a bunch of money, like at, you know, sending them to a spa.
Yeah.
You know, and some people really don't want to be rubbed by somebody else. you know, they might enjoy that better. Like you can create that environment in your own house and you can be the person that's giving them the massage.
Does that include washing their hair?
Of course it does with you. We all now know by this time that Ezra finds washing a woman's hair very intimate. Is there a certain, wait, I want to know, is there a certain shampoo and conditioner you prefer?
No, actually, I've never done it before.
Oh, you just long to.
It just sounds funny, I guess. I don't
know. I'm really questioning if you really want to do this.
I mean, I would.
Now you have to try it.
If my partner wanted me to, I would.
Don't act like you wouldn't like it. Because you know, if you're washing her hair, she's probably naked.
okay, moving on.
All right. So another creative thing that you can do is a scavenger hunt.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plan a fun scavenger hunt, like with clues leading them to a gift or surprise.
Yeah. You know what would be funny is if you left a clue, like check the laundry hamper, and you left a clue in like one of your pairs of dirty underwear.
Ew, that's not funny, Ezra. Do not ever do that on somebody's birthday. Don't leave a clue in your dirty ass underwear.
Is that not spicing it up?
No. In your whitey tidy sharded underwear. Not having it. That is called ruining your birthday right there. Yeah.
Okay, so moving
surprise.
On.
Okay, scavenger hunt. So, yep, have fun with that. You got to get creative, but you can have a lot of fun with that. Another thing is, you know, a surprise vacation. Go ahead and do all the legwork, plan a surprise trip to destination that they've always wanted to go to.
Yeah, that'd be hitting it out of the park.
That would really be hitting it out of the park. You know, I think you got to be, you know, willing to spend some money.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're really like, you know, if that's okay and you can do that, I think planning a vacation can be stressful. And so for you to go ahead and go out of your way to lock in a place that they've always wanted to go, take care of all of the details, the flights, where you're staying, and they just get to pack their bag and go. That's really cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So this one is, you know, you got to kind of put yourself out there if you're not like comfortable with this type of thing, but a personalized video message. So collect video messages from friends and family, sharing birthday wishes and memories. So you're tapping into more of the creative side and asking people to give heartfelt messages about your partner and then creating something like that for them to I don't know when, you know, you might play it for them over dinner or, you know, I don't know, surprise it with them as part of their day.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost anything.
And no, just your time. Right. I mean, you got to get creative, right? And you got to reach out to all your people. Mm-hmm. You got to get the people to send you back the video and then, you know, make it something cool. But I think that's creative and it shows intent. And like I said, love is an action. And so when they see that you did something like that, I think it means a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next one, a surprise photo shoot. Arrange a professional photo shoot to capture memories of their special day. So your surprise photo shoot. So there's a few out there. There's some risque ones going on.
Are you talking about like glamour shots?
No.
Or are you talking boudoir?
Yeah, so both. So this encapsulates two ideas here. You can, on the day of their birthday, gosh, you're going to get hung up on this one.
Here's a picture of my hairy ass, baby.
No.
Is that what you mean?
No.
So but yes, what kind of photo shoot are you talking about?
No, I do think that if a woman, you know, or a man wants to give, you know, their spouse, you know, some sexy photos, you know, that's professionally done, maybe a little edgy, you know, that's just for them. I think that's cool. How about it?
Who's naughty? I am.
Right. If you want to get a little naughty.
Here's a picture of me in my underwear.
Are they whitey tighties? Your whitey tighties. No, but you can also hire a photographer for that day as you are doing these different activities. So like, say you built all like the breakfast in bed that day, and then the day spa, or the scavenger hunt. Maybe this is a whole day filled of activities, but you hire somebody to, you know, capture everything. So that way it's always remembered. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. A memory book, create a scrapbook or photo album filled with memories from your relationship. You know, some people think that this is, you know, something that you would just do in high school or when you're in a young, immature relationship. I don't think so. I think that memory books are always important. And I think as we get away from that, you know, we get older and we stop being sappy and doing those things. There's a lot of pictures that go unnoticed. And when you've been with somebody for 20 years and you put together something, you know, from 10, 12, 15 years ago, they're like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that day. You know, and it brings back those special moments that you can sit and talk with them about on your birthday, over dinner, you know, and it's something you can always keep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, next one is a customized gift basket. Fill a gift basket with their favorite things, such as snacks, books, and treats.
With goodies.
Yeah. All their like, if you know that they love lotion or their favorite lotion or perfume or, you know.
There better be some Pop-Tarts in my gift basket.
Clearly, strawberry, right? With icing.
But that's a really good idea because I've gotten one of those before where it has like, you know, candy, beef jerky, some like manly smelling cologne or something.
Yeah.
I mean, those are great. Great ideas.
And what's fun is when you load it with all of the things that you know they love, then they also know that you are acknowledging the thing that you are taking interest in giving them the things that they love.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. The next one is a surprise dinner date.
Ooh.
Yeah. Plan a surprise dinner, a fancy restaurant or
baby, put your best dress on. Cause we're heading to Red Lobster.
Red Lobster. I do love Red Lobster's biscuits.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
Babe, we're heading down to the Golden Corral.
No. I mean, yeah, that could be your thing.
Baby, why don't you run in and powder your nose? Because we're heading to the Golden Corral.
What if that is somebody's favorite place?
Well, God be with them.
There is a person out there.
Because when you come home from there, you're going to be seeing a doctor the next day.
Dude, I mean, you can eat as much as you want. I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, back in the day, I used to go there for exactly that reason.
All you can eat.
All you can eat. But it is disgusting. Now that I've
become disgusting?
Civilized.
The food or how much you ate?
Just some things I've seen there and both. Because I overeat. It's gluttonous. And
gluttony is a sin.
Some of the things I've seen there, I can't erase from my mind.
Yeah, don't tell me, please. Yeah.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know. You are exactly right. I don't think anybody listening wants to know.
I stay away from buffets nowadays.
Yeah. Any buffet.
Yeah.
No, it's a no-go. You want it cooked fresh out of the kitchen.
Not for me. Except, however, I am a fan of the Chicago's Pizza Buffet.
I love Chicago's Pizza.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I mean, you can only make so much pizza at a time, right? So, you know, at a pizza buffet that they are, you know, you can't hold pizzas for the next day. That's just not a thing, right?
Yeah.
It's not like rice,
right?
Okay. All right. So then next we have
Day of Adventure.
A Day of Adventure. Plan a day filled with exciting activities. You could go hiking or biking. You could explore a new city.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to really be organized. Do you ever like, you know, well, yeah, if you're doing a day of adventure.
Well, I mean,
you don't want to get in the car and go, where do you want to go? And then the other person goes, I don't know. Where do you want to go?
Yeah. But I mean, you don't have to be like, I mean, you could just have two or three things. I mean, hiking, you know, hiking and biking, that could be like a half a day thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I was talking about the part where it says exploring a new city.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, which city are you going to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or where are you hiking?
Right.
Where are you biking?
Exactly.
Yeah. Surprise party with friends. So you could organize a surprise party with friends and family. Do you like surprises? Do you like surprise parties?
I had a surprise party. No, I don't.
No, you don't. Why?
So, because when you have social anxiety disorder, it's pure hell.
Is it? Even if you get there and it's all your friends?
It depends on the size, who's there. I don't know.
Dude, I'm looking at you. You're starting to sweat. I feel like you're getting ready to have a panic attack just thinking about being surprised with a birthday. Are you all right? Are you all right over there?
I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Having some memories popping in my head.
I can see this.
Chuck E. Cheese. Actually, it was show. Do you remember when it was Showbiz?
Yeah.
When we were kids?
Uh-huh.
With Billy Bob.
Yes, I loved Billy Bob.
Those scary mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, do they still do that? Like, I don't know. I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in forever.
They actually, I think the person actually comes out and walks around kind of deal. I don't know. I haven't been there in forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was like, man, that was a big deal when we were kids.
Oh, I loved
it. Going to Showbiz.
Uh-huh. I loved it. I thought it was cool.
Anyway, so no, I'm not a fan of surprise parties.
Mm-hmm.
Planning them, I'm terrible at. So I don't, yeah.
I'm really struggling like this week because Aaron's birthday is, you know, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. You know, when you have somebody like yourself, who's, you know, somewhat antisocial, can sometimes have social anxiety and they're kind of finicky on, you know, these things. You're like, I'm trying to figure out what to do. So as we're going through this list, I'm like, what am I going to do?
Yeah. His would probably need to be low key.
Low key. Right.
Have you ever gone to a party or felt you had to go to a party or a get together that you didn't want to go to?
Yeah.
Okay. So
why?
That's what instantly pops into my head. When I walk into a surprise party for me, I start thinking about all the people that don't really want to be there.
And so
I'm sort of freaking out like, oh, shit.
Now,
like,
hold on. No, I have never gone to a surprise birthday party that I did not want to be at.
Well, I thought you meant
like just anything.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, but no. My answer is no. Any birthday party that I've gone to, I've wanted to go I wouldn't go.
Well, I've gone to parties before in my life that I didn't want to go to, but I was sort of like, you know, you need to go. And so I end up going and I don't want to be there. And that's what enters
my head.
So
then you're thinking that if it's a surprise party for you, that's how they're feeling. Yes.
I start thinking about there's people probably there that don't want to be there. And then I feel bad.
So at that point, just say, if anybody wants to leave now, you're good. I won't take it personal.
Hey, yeah, I should make it announcement. As soon as they say surprise, then I should like grab the mic and be
thanks
like,
for okay, coming.
Look, yeah, I understand there's people here that don't want to be here and I'm totally cool if you leave.
Yeah, but thanks for coming. Yeah.
Yeah. But
just leave so I can enjoy myself.
Leave your card in the present on the table.
Yes. Yeah. Make sure you leave the present. Okay.
All right.
DIY craft night. So you could plan a craft night to make something special together, such as pottery or painting. I love the whole craft, you know, dates. I think they're fun and I think they're out of the box. And I think that it gives you a couple hours of being creative together.
Crafts.
Mm-hmm. We have a good friend that, you know, owns,
you're talking about Borden Brew.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So a good friend of Ezra's and I, we kind of run around with the same crew, but she, owns Borden Brush. And I asked her before about, you know, how many dates do you see people do here? And they have a lot of dates.
Yeah.
A lot of first time dates. Yeah. And I think it's a good icebreaker, right? Because you're, you know, focusing on a project and then also having casual conversation. But, you know, I think this is a great, birthday present too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cause you can take it home and it's sentimental and you did it for the birthday.
So if you're having a DIY craft night and you come home from work and there's like popsicle sticks and dried macaroni and glue on the table, you know, you're in for a long night.
The shit that goes through your head, dear Lord.
Okay, all right. What's the next one
is you could have an outdoor picnic.
Oh, you know what? I don't know that I've ever had an outdoor picnic.
Really?
I honestly don't ever remember having one.
So, you know, it's really cool. You could do.
Well, I guess I'm thinking of the traditional or the classic. You put the
blanket down,
the checkered red and white blanket down or whatever you call that thing. Yeah. And then you bring the picnic basket.
That is it.
You know, I don't think I've ever done that before.
Yeah, you need to. So, you need to go buy a big old basket, you know, and put a blanket in it.
Wait, are you going to bring some of your big old bucket of chicken?
You could put a big old bucket in a chicken. But no, for real, you fill it. You take her, you know, happy birthday. Taking you on a picnic, you fill the basket with all her favorite things, the blanket, you find the perfect spot and, you know, just have some good quality time. But, you know, it's kind of like that gift basket we were talking about earlier where you fill it with their favorite things. You do the same thing, but you put it in the picnic basket and you take it somewhere special.
So that's probably that would be something to really impress your girl with.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you could, you know, take a little stereo, play your Kenny G background music.
Or some, what was it? R. Kelly?
Yeah. Oh, no, don't play him. Oh, my gosh. No, thank you. He's got a rap.
Okay.
We won't talk about
that. The next one I see on the list here, surprise concert tickets.
Yeah.
Guess what, baby? We're going to Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
baby, guess what? I just got us two tickets to Motorhead.
Is there one group that if you got a surprise like for a concert, do you know who it would be? Like that you if you who got I those
would,
tickets.
Who I would want to see?
Like or? Yeah, like if your girlfriend got you a surprise concert tickets, who would that be to?
Well, I have a wide spectrum of music that I like, so it would be very difficult to get me concert tickets that I would not like. So maybe the question might be easier to answer is to tell you who I would not want to see.
Yeah.
For example, I would be like disappointed if they were like for Taylor Swift.
Aw. You're not a Swiftie?
Oh gosh.
We're moving on.
But also look, I would like
we're gonna get hung up on this.
If I was dating someone and she came home and was like, hey, I got you two tickets to Metallica, I'd be like, I'm gonna put a ring on it.
Oh yeah. Oh, so that's marriage material.
Well, I mean
if she, that would be her hitting it out of the ballpark.
Yeah, because that's somebody really paying attention to what I like.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so surprise concert tickets. What else?
Next one, customized artwork.
Which I kind of feel like that goes into the craft night, but...
Yeah. You know what I've heard people do?
What?
Never done it. I've just heard about it. Where a couple, they get this big canvas.
Mm-hmm.
They put it on the floor. They cover themselves in paint,
mm-hmm.
and they get a little freaky deaky.
Nuh-uh.
Naked. On the canvas.
Naked?
Yeah. So
you are you sure they're naked?
Yeah. You lay the canvas out, you get naked, you cover yourselves in paint, and then you get freaky deaky. And then when you're done, you hang it on the wall.
Shut up. This is a thing.
This is a thing.
I think that's actually what they're talking about. Customized artwork. That's very custom.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It could be something too where like, hey, I painted you this sunset or whatever. You know?
It could be like the Titanic moment.
I want to draw you.
Yeah.
Or yeah, in that case is I want to put paint on you.
Right.
But yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, it sounds messy. And then what do you do like when the paint gets all up in your yoo-hoo or yoo-ha or your holes?
You would probably I'm sure it would take probably multiple showers to get all that
cleaned out of your cracks.
I don't know if that's healthy or not.
No. You know? Well, you probably have to get that special edible paint.
You might want to consult with your physician before attempting that. Or maybe your gynecologist or
all the above.
Urologist. I don't know.
Yeah, you need to make sure it's like appropriate. Not appropriate. That it's not going to.
You don't want any infection.
You don't want to get poisoned.
That too.
Lead-based paint.
So the next one on the list I see is cooking class. Take a cooking class together.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Have you ever, I've never done that. Have you?
I've never done that either. Here we go. Next one. Surprise pet adoption.
Oh, gosh.
Baby, guess what? I just got you a dog. A little puppy.
So, actually, that would go over well if you, you know how we have a dog coming, right? My husband has been like, we don't want another fur baby right now, whatever. But me and Willow have really wanted one. So like that would have been a great gift from him to me because he knew I wanted one.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So that would be like a surprise pet adoption.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Well, I mean, I think you'd only do it if you knew your partner wanted.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to be on board. I mean, obviously.
I mean, if you bring home a cute puppy or kitten or something, I mean, it's kind of hard to say no to that. You know?
Mm. True.
Would you reject that?
Not a puppy. I like cats, but I used to have a cat and I just can't have a cat anymore.
Okay.
I've gone all dog, but I love cats. I'm not a cat owner.
Yeah. I would say don't surprise your partner with a pet unless you know they want it.
There you go.
So moving on, the next one's stargazing.
Yeah.
I have done that before.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at a meteor shower.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
So you could totally if you know it's going to be a clear night, stargaze. But you know what? How about you get the picnic basket, load that up, go out and stargaze with your picnic basket that we were talking about, take a telescope.
Yeah. Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Just knock it out of the park.
Yeah. So next one, personalized jewelry.
That's always good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know that they will wear it, but when it's personalized, you know, my mom got me a ring and it has all of my kids' names engraved in it. And so when I wear that, that is very sentimental to me.
Yeah.
You know,
that's good. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Surprise road trip.
Always fun.
Definitely.
Where would you go?
I highly recommend that.
Surprise.
I don't know, man. You can find stuff to do anywhere.
But I think it needs to, if it's spontaneous, it's probably going to be close, right?
Yeah. Maybe hour or two,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I love road trips.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'd rather go on a road trip than like fly to Cancun or something.
Yeah. You know, when I was proposed to, I was sent on a scavenger hunt. And then I was told to drive down to this location, and it was down in Nashville. And I had no idea why I was driving. I thought this was part of the scavenger hunt. And it ended up staying there for the weekend.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Was so during the scavenger hunt, was there a clue left in the laundry hamper?
No, there was no whitey tidies involved, Ezra.
Okay, next one, DIY wine or beer tasting. That's a good one and easy to do.
Mm-hmm. If your person likes, you know, to do that, that's great.
Yeah. Surprise dance class.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Oh
my goodness. I guess it depends on what kind of dance.
What kind of dance would you do?
I mean, are we talking about like
cha-cha?
Are we talking about like ballroom dancing or like hip hop? Like,
well, I think it can be
locking.
Well, stuff. Maybe your partner is like, you know, loves hip hop. And so maybe like you take him to that because they love hip hop.
If my partner came home and was like, hey, guess what? I got us we're going on a surprise dance class and it's going to be hip hop. I'd be like, this relationship is over. So you can pop and lock your way out of my house right now.
Come on. You would not be that harsh.
I would hope my partner
you're is so mean
that I'm not going to break it down in front of a bunch of people I don't know.
Okay, like what dance class would be acceptable to Ezra?
For me? For a white guy like me? Ballroom dancing. Okay. I dated someone once and we bought a dance class package for some ballroom dancing, and we made it through two classes and then we broke up.
Did you step on her feet? Who was the better dancer, you or her?
It was equal because we were both learning.
Yeah.
But really, it's ballroom dancing. I don't know. We only, like I said, I only made it through two classes, but it was fun.
Yeah.
I would do it again. Totally. Yeah.
Okay. What else we got?
Okay, the next one is surprise ballroom. Oh, balloon room. Damn, I don't have my readers on right now. It's surprise balloon room. So fill the room with balloons for a fun and festive surprise. Woohoo!
You could put your paint down in a room full of balloons.
You fill the room with balloons. Then you get in, you go hide in there naked. And then you're like, come find me.
Creepy.
That's an interesting one. I'm not sure how I feel about that one.
I don't either.
That sounds like a lot of work.
What?
Blowing up balloons? I mean, fill a room with balloons for a fun and festive surprise.
Ezra, the one thing. To me, out of everything on this list, you just said that sounds that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
And to me, it is the easiest one on here.
Really?
Well, I have a question.
Have you ever blown up a balloon before? After about four or five, it takes a lot out of you.
Okay, so here's where
have you ever blown up a raft?
This is where I'm growing major concerns in this conversation. Okay, there's this thing out there, and it blows up balloons.
Are you talking about at the with helium?
No, I'm talking about in 2024. You're not going to believe this. I actually have one in this room with us.
Oh.
We could sit here and blow up 100 balloons in 30 minutes.
Oh, well, I guess if you have that, it's not a big deal. But I mean, I haven't blown up balloons since my kids were little.
Dude, I'm rolling that this whole time you're thinking that this person that's going to blow up the balloons is going to fill a room full of balloons and blow them up themselves.
Well, how else would you do it?
Right.
But you're saying technology is advanced.
I want to know how you don't know this.
Well, I mean, like I said, I haven't blown up balloons since my kids were little, so I have no idea.
All right, I'm going to show you this amazing invention.
Okay, well, then maybe we'll have a balloon room maybe when we take our podcast on YouTube.
Oh, we'll should just balloons everywhere. Okay.
Okay. Next one. Surprise.
Sounds like
delivery.
An awful idea. What?
Surprise delivery. Have a bouquet of flowers, special gift. Yeah, that's always a good one. I don't think you can go wrong with flowers, right?
No, and I think they're saying surprise delivery of anything. So it could be a gift, yeah, flowers, yeah. Treat.
Yeah. Right. Definitely a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Book a staycation, book a night at a local hotel, or bed and breakfast. That's a good one.
Did that. I did that for our last anniversary. We went to Broad Ripple and stayed in a bed and breakfast. We've done this twice, actually.
Yeah, very good way to get away. Easy way to get away. It's not very expensive.
Mm-hmm. But however, so we went out to eat. We had a massage. And then we went to this like little hole-in-the-wall pub. And then seriously, I was sitting next to what I thought was like a serial killer because he was asking, or he was trying to tell me. So Aaron's on one side of me and this guy's on the other. And this guy kept wanting to chat with me. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, just being friendly. And he kept wanting to talk about where he would bury a dead body.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And I thought, oh my gosh.
Was he staying in the same bed and breakfast?
No, thank God. And no, seriously, the whole walk home, I'm like looking behind us because I'm like, pretty sure that dude's a killer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great one. The next one here, this is kind of unusual. Surprise message in a bottle. Write a heartfelt message and place it in a bottle for a romantic surprise.
Yeah. So then what do you do? Bury the bottle?
I don't know what that, because the message in the bottle technique is where you throw it in the ocean.
Oh, I thought you bury it.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I guess
the love note.
If you write a message and you put it in a bottle and you throw it in the ocean, I mean, then what do?
Oh, okay. So maybe
you have to wait for it to come back or, and then, you know, I don't know. If she's like, what did it say? You'd be like, I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Maybe you're supposed to read it to her, then throw it.
I don't know.
I don't get it either.
Unless they're meaning like, you leave it on the counter when you leave for work and she gets it then.
Must be.
But what if like she can't get the message out?
I know. I'm thinking like, how does she get it out?
I don't know. I don't recommend that one.
I don't either.
The next one is a DIY dessert bar.
Yummy.
Definitely a good one. Sweets, ice cream, cake, pies.
Yeah, that's just like so naughty and just like,
Then...
you could also make yourself be the dessert bar.
I am the dessert bar. The surprise helicopter ride is the next one.
Those are cool.
That's probably cool.
Never done it?
Oh, no, not a surprise. I've been in a helicopter before, which is cool.
Yeah. I see this happen a lot on The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done it, but it's a thing. Yeah.
Okay. And then the last one on the list here is surprise home makeover.
That's
surprise
a good one.
Surprise them by redecorating a room in your home to create a special personalized space
just for them. If it's a dude, you could like do a man cave.
Man cave. Yeah. What if you do it?
And then if it's a girl, you could do like a glam room for her. Yeah.
Or what if you do it? Because you know how, I mean, the old cliche is, you know, women are very particular about their house.
Mm-hmm.
So what if a guy does that, but the woman ends up hating it?
Well, that probably happens a lot. Unfortunately.
I don't know. That would be a risky one, in my opinion.
I think that if you tackle something like that, then you need to pre-plan, ask sneaky questions, figure out what they're into. You know, if you're going down that road, that's going to take, you know, you better be planning way ahead.
You probably want to, like, if she's been talking about, hey, I really wish we could redo the kitchen, or, you know, when you kind of get an idea, that's why it's important to pay attention to those things when she's telling you those things. And like,
yeah. And then you say like, oh yeah, well, what would you do to it?
Yeah. And maybe at the time it's not a thing, but you can, you know, at some point later on, maybe on her birthday or whatever, you can, do something like that. So it's important to listen to that, pay attention to it, maybe write it down so you don't forget.
Definitely write it down.
But then maybe talk to a couple of her friends too. So you can be like, hey, here's what I'm going to do. Do you think she would like this?
My mom and her friend would legit like send each other on missions to get the other one's husband to get what they each wanted for their birthdays or their anniversaries. Like there were secret missions to where their birthdays and stuff turned out like in favor of what they wanted.
Well, that's a good idea. Good deal.
Yeah. Like she would say to, you know, my dad. So my mom's friend would say to my dad, like, oh, John, you know, Mary really been liking that ring when we were out shopping. Her birthday's coming up.
Was he like, well, then she better get a J-O-B.
Well, she had a J-O-B.
All right. Well, that wraps up this one. Birthday surprise.
Yeah.
Anyone out there planning to surprise me with a party, don't.
Don't do it. All right, you guys, you can check us out on Facebook, Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey. Join our group. Have some fun with us. If you want to email us, you can email us at hofbeans@gmail.com. Please do not forget to subscribe, hit the follow button, and keep following our podcast. Peace.